From the Life of President Wilford Woodruff, Listening to the Spirit. Wilford Woodruff traveled across the United States several times as a leader in the church. One time, he stayed overnight in Indiana on his way to meet with the saints in Boston, Massachusetts. Wilford, his wife, and one of their children decided to sleep in the carriage. Not long after getting in bed, Wilford heard a voice tell him to move his carriage. He climbed out of the carriage. "I have to move the carriage," he told his wife. "What for?" "I do not know, but I do recognize the voice of the Spirit, and it's telling me to move." Wilford moved the carriage forward. About 30 minutes later, a sudden whirlwind blew a nearby oak tree over. The huge tree was snapped into pieces and crushed 2 fences. When the Woodruff's hosts and children came out to look at the damage, they noticed that the tree had landed right where Wilford's carriage was parked before he moved it. In the morning, the Woodruffs were able to safely continue on their journey, and they went on their way rejoicing. Wilford thought to himself, "By obeying the revelation of the Spirit of God to me, I saved my life as well as the lives of my wife and child." End of the section from the Life of President Wilford Woodruff, Listening to the Spirit.